Archers for the week 12 to 17 December 2004.
Clary and Susan are taking refuge in the bull.
Is my dear the children, it is Christmas Day.
It would have to be Christmas Day to drink the health of such an odious, stingy, hard, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge.
You're never so good, Susan. Why, perfect.
Nearly. Right, come on then, your turn.
Oh, let's have a break. Your ice is melting in your orange juice. Hey, it seems funny to be in the bull on a Sunday afternoon, not be behind the bar.
Oh, I bet it does.
Oh, what with Edward and Beth playing music upstairs and Joe in and out from his lean-to, letting the cold air in.
Oh, he wouldn't be able to think straight at the caravan either.
No, I suppose it is a bit cramped.
Yeah. Oh, and if I had to spend another Sunday afternoon cooped up listening to the rain drumming on the roof, I'll go mad.
I remember what that's like.
So what's Joe up to?
He were cleaning the lawnmower as I come out, after getting Edward and Beth to help him clean out the ferret run.
Beth? Oh, she didn't.
Yeah, she thinks they're cute.
Blimey.
Oh, as far as Joe's concerned, she can't put a foot wrong.
So, will I be needing a new app there?
Oh, I hope not, Susan. It's early days yet, eh? I don't want my Edward living over in America. Anyway, let's get Christmas over with.
Yeah. Her mum and dad will miss her. Wouldn't like either of mine to be away at this time of year.
Well, everybody's different. What was Alan saying in his sermon this morning?
Oh, no. He didn't say, but I bet he was thinking about Luke.
Poor lad. Wonder where he's spending this Christmas.
Is Mabel coming to stay with him, do you know?
No. No, I think Amy said her grandma was having a big get-together with her friends down the community centre.
What are you doing for Christmas dinner?
Well, I was going to ask William and Emma, what do you think?
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Big family Christmas.
I mean, I'd invite you and Ian and Christopher as well.
No, I wasn't fishing for an invite.
No, but if we had a bigger house, I would. But it'd be just such a squash, what with Beth as well.
It's okay, Clary, honestly.
Yeah, it was really interesting to observe the kitchens in a larger operation.
Glad you think so.
I hear you're looking for a new sous chef here.
Vincenzo was a bit of a washout.
Well, I was thinking of applying for the position myself.
You?
Yeah, I mean, it might be the ideal next step for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's great to be ambitious, Owen.
Well, you don't think I could do it?
No, not at all, but... I mean, a sous chef's duties are different from anything you've done at Lower Loxley.
Yeah, I realise that.
Well, why don't you look into getting some training in the new year? Well, that would stand you in good stead for your next career move.
Right, I see.
Anyway, how's a Christmas carol going? They're lucky you could step in so late in the day.
Yeah, you'd think they'd bear that in mind, wouldn't you?
I'm sure Linda's grateful.
I'm not. She's far too bossy. Do you know, I nearly quit last week.
No.
I mean, that husband of hers is a complete wimp. I mean, you should hear how she talks to him at rehearsals, giving her orders. He should stand up to her a bit more. Women respect that.
Well, he's very laid back.
Under the thumb, more like. Now, take Kathy. I mean, she knows what's what. A woman who knows how to treat a man.
How's that work, then?
Well, someone you can talk to. Or listen to what you have to say, back you up, give encouragement, you know.
Well, yeah, in any positive relationship, I'm sure that... Oh.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Not like Angela.
Angela?
The girl I used to go out with. Only ever thought about herself. Me, me, me.
Another sort.
Exactly. Selfish. Talk about stupid. She even put me down, you know, in front of other people.
No, that's not on.
No. Anyway, Kathy is not a bit like her. She's gentle. Very feminine, and she wouldn't let you down. I'm very fond of her, actually.
Right.
And she's good looking too, don't you think? Anyway, I'd better make a move.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Things I need to do. Cheers. Afternoon, Adam.
Bye.
See ya.
At last.
I know.
What are you doing, hiding away in this corner with Owen?
I was waiting for you.
Well, and then he turned up.
And you've got it from the horse's mouth. He's straighter than Fred Astaire's parting.
Oh, I suppose so.
So can we stop all this jealous lover act?
All right, all right.
Oh, come on, admit it. Look, you've got nothing to be jealous about.
I know. I'm sorry.
I mean, Owen. Now, if it had been that guy from that TV show, what's he called?
Okay, I said I'm sorry. Now, go and get the beers in.
Actually, I've asked Jolene to put a bottle of champagne on ice.
Champagne? Are we celebrating?
I hope so. Adam, I've got something really important to say.
What is it?
Look, I've been thinking a lot about us, about our future.
What about it?
Well, these months we've been together have been the happiest of my life.
But?
No buts. I love you. It's that simple, and I want us to take our relationship forward. I'd like us to get a place together.
Us? Live together?
And as soon after Christmas as possible. I don't want to wait any longer. I want us to be together.
Wow.
So, shall I ask Jolene to bring the champagne over or not? Well?
I thought you'd never ask.
It's easy to spend too much at Christmas, isn't it? I'd rather get the cash from the hole in the wall than know where I am. Anyway, I bet you would much rather have your first Christmas in your own house, wouldn't you?
It's not that, Kirsty. It's more I'm thinking about.
Why?
Can't let them spend all Christmas Day in that sort of dainty, can I?
No, I suppose not.
Anyway, that oven is miles too small for a proper turkey.
Oh, it was nice to be all together for Christmas dinner.
But I can't help Clary being disappointed.
Oh, well, I didn't mean that.
I've got to put my own parents first.
I'm not saying you shouldn't.
Well, no, we'd never get through a turkey by ourselves.
Yes, I'm not criticising you.
We had more room at Castanueva, though. We'd invite Clary and Eddie as well.
Okay, stop stressing.
But we haven't, so we can't.
Okay.
Long last.
There's a bit more to it, isn't there?
Like what?
Clary and Eddie.
What?
We'd invite Clary and Eddie, you said. No mention of Ed and Beth. Oh, come on, I know you too well.
Just couldn't face sitting down to Christmas dinner with them two, that's all. Right, I wanted to go to Country Matters for a penknife for Joe. Do you think they're open on Sundays?
Okay, oh, here's another.
Four-bed family bungalow. Not really us, is it?
Luxury apartments in converted mill.
Gosh, they used to be an animal feed supplies.
Hello, Adam. Ian. Hi.
Oh, hi. Well, the rain's letting up at last.
Christmas shopping?
Yes. If you have any ideas, all suggestions gratefully received.
Who are you buying for?
Alice.
Oh, look, I'm going to have to get off.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got quite a few bookings for tonight.
Oh, yeah, Christmas parties.
Yep, no rest for the wicked, as my auntie always says.
We'll see you later, girls. And if you think of anything I could buy my little sister, please feel free.
Bye-bye. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. Bye.
Apparently, Floss have been driving Caroline up the wall.
Have they?
Yeah. They will insist on coming round themselves to measure up. Like she says, it's only the last few costumes. Most of them are done and dusted by now.
Oh, dear.
Are you sure there was only orange juice in those drinks?
Oh, where on earth is that glove?
Did you drop it just now as you got out the car?
I wonder if I left it in the ball.
Evening, ladies.
Oh, Owen.
Oh, life out of me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, dear. Was it me you was looking for, Eddie?
No, actually, it was Cathy I wanted. Where is she, do you know?
I haven't got a clue.
Well, she doesn't seem to be in.
She could be anywhere.
Anywhere?
I don't know. Picking Jamie up, Bridgeform?
No, Pat's away.
Oh.
Oh, it's very inconvenient. I wanted to sort something out with her for tonight's rehearsal.
Well, we can't help.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Well, I'll see you later, I expect.
Yeah, see you later, Owen.
You was a bit unfriendly with him, Susan.
Well,
how long do you think he was hiding in the bushes for before he suddenly appeared?
Hey, we just didn't notice him come up, that's all.
After that little temper display last Friday, I don't want anything to do with him outside rehearsals.
Oh, come on. It's like Alan was saying in his sermon, Susan. Christmas ain't a happy time for everybody. He's on his own.
Not surprised.
So what do you fancy?
Just something to drink. What are we eating?
Well, let's see what they've got on the menu. Protector's Brothers. Oh, brilliant. Look on the board. Fresh squid. I could just sit down to a big plate of fish and chips. I'm permanently starving at the moment. Potatoes and squid, then. That's the Spanish equivalent.
I don't know.
Have whatever you want. My treat.
Thanks, but I don't mean the money. I don't want to put on too much weight.
You? You don't sit down long enough.
I've heard it's really difficult to get rid of it afterwards.
You're going to breastfeed, aren't you?
Well, if I can. At first, anyway.
Well, there you are, then.
Want to go back to work, I'll have to put him
or her.
Yeah, on the bottle.
You decided what you're going to do about work, then?
Yeah, I told you. Going back full time as soon as I can.
It won't be easy, Em.
Well, Mum will have the baby some of the time, and Gary will. She'll be only too pleased.
I'm sure they'll both be willing, but it might be different in practice. I mean, Clary works full time herself, and she still does odd shifts in the ball, too.
I know.
And your Mum has about three or four different jobs, doesn't she?
It's Granny Ivy, too, and could bring it into work sometimes. Get a travel cot from somewhere, set it up in the flat above Jack's. Babysit most of the time, don't they?
My friend Sarah's didn't.
You'd be a bit more supportive.
Oh, I am. I just don't think it's going to be like you think. Once the baby's here for real.
I'll sort it out. I'll need to. I'll need the money.
Okay, come on, what should we have to eat?
Tomato salad.
Salad? You said you were starving.
I told you, I feel so big these days.
Oh, come off it. You're hardly showing yet.
Yeah, but next to you and the others.
What others?
Brenda. Beth, with her toned tummy and crop tops.
Oh, just ignore her.
With her in my face every day at Jack's, flirting with all the men who come in.
That's a bit unfair.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's in him. She'll mess him about and then push off. Anyway, that's his problem. Yeah, nothing to do with me. Where's that menu?
Emmett, look.
Go on, I will have the squid and chips.
Right. Yeah, let's eat.
Shula and Caroline brave the elements.
Yes, we did well on Saturday. People are really turning out.
How are you managing to spare the time so close to Christmas?
Well, this might be it for me until Boxing Day. But I'm absolutely swamped at Grey Gables with office parties. You?
Yeah, we're pretty busy too. Okay, Amber, good.
And Lubina Jolene's as good.
It is. Are you ready for Christmas?
Oh, barely started.
No, I haven't done too badly this year. I've done most of my shopping for presents.
She said smugly.
In fact, I bought Alistair's months ago.
What did you get him?
Some very expensive single malt. I saw it advertised in one of the Sunday supplements.
I might steal that idea for Oliver.
Oh, you haven't even got Oliver's present yet. Oh, dear.
I've forgotten quite how much Linda's show has eaten to my time.
Oh, why? What's she been up to now?
Actually, it's not Linda for a change. It's that pair from Floss.
Oh?
Yes, I mean, we're only talking about Mr. Topper's costume and the one for Dick Wilkins.
Yeah.
Rather than getting on with it, the chap spent about an hour recounting every last detail of some obscure tour of Les Mis he was in about 10 years ago.
I know, I've seen the sweatshirt.
I've never seen him without
oh,
it.
Oh, don't.
Honestly. He was only second peasant from the left or whatever. I thought I was going to be there all day.
Hey, talking about musical has-beens, Julia has a very keen admirer.
Julia Partington?
Yeah. I was at Lower Loxley yesterday for the twins' birthday. She showed me the Christmas present he sent her. Silk scarf, cornflower blue to match her eyes, the card said.
Gosh.
I think she's getting a bit fed up with him now, though. Go, oh, Amber! Easy. Have you heard anything more from the fostering people about your new girl?
Yes, the social worker rang this morning. Kimberly's 14 and horse mad.
Oh, wonderful. Must bring her over to the stables. How long is she going to be with you?
Only till Christmas. Her carers have had to fly out to Canada on a mercy mission. Oh. Elderly relative.
Uh-oh, hang on. Looks as if Oliver's ready to call for hounds.
Ready for the off, then.
Yes.
Hi, Christy. How's it going?
Fine, yeah. Listen, have you had lunch yet?
I'm just going to grab a sandwich early today. I've got an OB through lunch.
Where?
Oh, it's only in Felpersham. A curling competition between two pensioners groups at the ice rink. Is everything okay?
I really need to talk to you about something.
I'll be done by mid-afternoon. Suppose I could sneak off for a break then.
Yeah? How about 3-ish?
Yeah, it should be okay. I'll text you when I'm ready.
Oh, great.
See you at Jack's then.
No, not Jack's.
Oh, OK.
Let's meet at the ground floor coffee shop in Underwood.
David! Hi!
Hi!
You haven't been answering your mobile.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it with my ear defenders on.
I just wanted to remind you about tonight.
Yeah, yeah, haven't forgotten.
Pip has to be back at school to get ready for the concert by 6:30.
Mm, doesn't give us much time.
Exactly.
What about the boys?
Frieda's babysitting.
Oh, that's what Bert was on about.
What?
He was asking about what TV channels we've got.
Why? Is there some garden programme he wants to watch?
No, no, quite the opposite.
Hmm?
He wants Frieda well and truly out the way for the evening. And she loves those gory American cop shows, apparently.
Frieda does?
I know.
I don't get it.
No, he's plotting a surprise Christmas present for us, some special plant he's potting up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. He's like a sherbet lemon.
Of what?
Well, you know, crack the sour coating, you get a glimpse of his gooey centre.
I only hope you're as romantic when we get to their age.
Who, me? I'm buying you a new pair of wellies for our anniversary on Wednesday. What more do you want?
You better not be.
Yeah? Selling ones with flowers on now. Height of fashion, Pip was telling me.
What's a girl to do in the face of so much romance?
Well, I'm sure I'll think of something.
Oh, you. You're in a good mood today.
I'm looking forward to the concert tonight.
Mm, me too.
Yeah, so Mum and Dad.
Has Pip said anything today?
Well, she said she was looking forward to breaking up on Friday.
She's not the only one. No more morning rush for a while. Oh. No, I meant about the concert.
No? Why, what's she been saying?
Oh, that she has butterflies about it.
Oh, well, everybody gets them, don't they?
Mm, poor Pip. She thinks we're expecting Young Musician of the Year.
Oh, she'll be fine. Dad's picking her up today, isn't he?
Yeah, just to save a bit of time.
Well, give him a ring before he sets off. He can have a word, you know, artist to artist.
That's a good idea.
He'll tell her how proud we all are of her.
They're still going for it.
Well, what do you expect them to do? Put up a white flag?
Go, Emma! Go, girl!
Shula! Shula, are you okay?
Kirsty! Over here.
Hi. Sorry I'm a bit late. We had a bit of a rush on all of a sudden. Oh, even with Helen doing the odd day, we're still struggling a bit.
Oh, don't worry.
You've been waiting long.
Well, I've been keeping myself busy. What do you think? Sugar candy or sweet cherries?
Oh, it's a bit expensive.
Yeah, well, treat myself to a manicure before the office Christmas party. So, what do you think?
What's it to go with?
My new little black dress.
Oh, full on red, obviously.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll see if I can catch her eye.
Who are you trying to impress, anyway?
No one in our office, that's for sure. You never know who might turn up hanging off the arm of one of the other girls.
Brenda, you're so bad.
Just following the rules of the office party.
What rules?
You're supposed to do something you regret for the rest of the following year.
Oh, yeah?
Otherwise, why would you spend a whole evening with people you normally can't wait to escape from?
Oh, thank goodness I don't feel like that.
So what are you doing for your work, Steve?
I'm from the shop. I don't know. We're all going out together. I haven't decided where yet. It should be a laugh.
Yeah, anyway, what was it you wanted to talk about?
Oh, not here. We'll get coffee.
And what's it about? Please tell me that.
Emma. Really worried about her.
Thanks, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine, honestly. Oh, ow, that hurts.
Oh, let me see.
It's my arm here. Oh!
It's not your collarbone, is it?
No, it's not that bad.
Should I strap it up for you?
Oh, there's no need, honestly. It's definitely not my collarbone. I know what that feels like.
All right. If you're sure...
Yeah, it's just a few cuts and bruises. Oh, it's my pride I've dented more than my body.
What happened? I'd already taken the fence. I thought you were right behind.
Yeah, I was.
Amber doesn't usually refuse, does she?
No, she was spooked. I'm pretty sure it was one of those horrible pheasants Will Grundy's been rearing. Oh, you know, the dark ones.
They do look a bit spooky.
Yeah, in the gloom. Oh, let's have a look at you, Amber. Good girl.
Oh, dear. It looks as though she might have run into the fence.
Oh, Matt Crawford and his barbed wire. When did he put this up, anyway?
Oh, it's fairly recent. And he hasn't replaced the stile in the corner of the field.
Typical. Oh, you'll be okay. Good girl. Oh, Caroline, why don't you go back and rejoin the hunt? I'll call it a day, I think.
Okay. You sure you're all right?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'll see you later for the rehearsal.
If I haven't seized up by then.
Here we are. Blackcurrant tea for me. An espresso with extra sugar for you. Oh, you drink that stuff.
Oh, I love it. It's a shot of pure caffeine.
Oh, exactly. I never get to sleep at night.
Oh, that's something I don't usually have problems with.
Oh, look at you.
Maybe I'll have sleepless nights when you've told me what you're worried about.
Right. Well, Emma and I came into Borchester yesterday afternoon. Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a really funny mood.
Hormones.
Well, that's what I thought at first. But she really is living in fantasy land about this baby, you know. She was saying she's actually going to take it into work with her sometimes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, did Phoebe sleep all the time when she was a baby?
No, Roy found it hard work.
Oh, yeah, I bet he did. And you know Sarah?
Oh, yeah, she's got a little one, hasn't she?
Yeah, Michaela. Oh, she didn't sleep hardly at all. Still won't go through the night.
But Emma's got to have a job or something outside the house. Otherwise she'll go mad.
Yeah, but, I mean, she doesn't drive, so how's she supposed to get a baby to Jack's if she's still relying on a moped to get around?
Well, Will can teach her to drive. He's a patient sort. It's all stuff that will sort itself out one way or another. And we'll be here to help Emma and support her.
Yeah, I know, of course you will, but...
This is all you're worried about, really.
Well, it isn't.
So?
Well, like I said, she's in a really weird mood. She kept going on about looking big.
Well, pregnancy suits her.
But she's comparing herself to Beth, you see.
Ed's girlfriend, Beth.
Yeah. I mean, look at her. She's pretty and slim and bubbly.
Yeah, she's right there.
Oh, Joe thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread, and Clary's really fond of her. I mean, she's confident, clever, funny.
Hands and toes.
Exactly.
Well, everything that Emma isn't.
Well, doesn't feel she is.
I didn't realise her confidence would drop through the floor like this. What's Beth been like with Emma? She's not upset her, is she?
No, she's not being bitchy or anything. She's just being herself. Well, the way Emma is at the moment, that's enough to make her feel really down.
Oh, poor Emma.
I mean, look at the pair of them, Ed and Beth. Both good-looking, both free as birds. Still going out clubbing till late, all of that, you know.
She's in bed for 10 because Will gets up early.
Oh, and he's never really been one for going out, is he?
You don't think she's starting to regret her choice, do you? I mean, she's only been married 5 months.
I think it's worse than that.
Worse?
She was on about Beth yesterday, like I said, and then out of nowhere she started on about Beth just being out to use Ed and throw him away.
It's not like it's serious between them.
It's the way she said it, Brenda. It's not about Beth. It's about her and Ed. She's still in love with him. That's why she cares.
Oh, no.
She's trying to bury it, and she's doing a good job. She's in complete denial.
It was bad enough before, but now, well, I mean, she's married.
And if this is how she is now, what's she going to be like after the baby's born? With more hormones racing about?
Well, she'll be tired.
Oh, and feel even worse about herself. I mean, Sarah didn't get any time for herself, hardly, after Michaela was born. Babies just demand all your time and attention.
And what if this baby really is Ed's?
Oh, don't think about it. I mean, suppose she tells him.
What do you think she'll do?
It's anyone's guess.
It's just a disaster waiting to happen, isn't it?
You really need to see as much of her as possible, you know. Give her all the support she needs. Really be there for her.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, we've got to.
What a mess.
I know. Oh, and then there's Helen.
Yeah, she's going to need support.
I feel so sorry for her. She's going to be facing her first Christmas since Greg died. How's she going to cope?
Pat and Tony are back from their holiday.
Balsamic vinegar I bought in Bologna.
Oh, you can get that in the village shop these days.
Not that quality, you can't.
Anyway, Helen sells it.
Yes, but I want to compare and contrast.
Yeah, let me hang up your coat. Why does everything taste so much better over there?
The climate, perhaps?
Maybe, yeah. Oh, put the kettle on, Ella.
Tea or coffee?
Tea, please. Either it's the climate or they keep the best stuff for themselves. I would.
Oh, those dried figs with the toasted almonds inside. I can still taste them. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could import some of the things we came across?
Oh, you can say that again. I can just see us swanning around Tuscany, quality testing all the wines and olive oils.
Oh, there's Tom. He must have seen the car.
Is he coming over?
Yeah.
Right, where are those spectacle frames?
In my bag.
Hmm? Right.
Careful with them. I don't think you'll find that designer in Borchester. And they did cost an eye, as the Italian optician said.
Yes, very droll.
You'll have to make an appointment to have the lenses fitted. Mm.
Hiya. Welcome home.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi, Dad. How was the Lamborghini Museum?
Oh, marvellous. You know, they've got the very first Lamborghini Countach LP400 ever manufactured. Green.
Really?
Yeah, fantastic.
I thought it looked like a wedge of mouldy cheese myself.
Mum, how was the opera?
What, apart from Dad having to use two matchsticks to keep his eyes open, you mean?
Well, it was very warm in there.
It was wonderful. Thank you for organising it.
You're welcome.
Italian audiences are very noisy. I was surprised.
Yeah, from looking at the crowds in the foyer, you'd have thought the whole thing was a fashion parade with a bit of posh music thrown in.
It was sung beautifully.
Yeah, and talking about keeping eyes open, have you noticed anything different about me, Tom?
Different? No, I don't think so.
Look again.
Wow, you look a bit tanned.
Not that.
Have you had a haircut?
Tom, look at my face.
Oh, you've shaved your moustache off.
I've never had a moustache.
Oh, right.
Huh. What about my designer frame? God, I thought you'd have noticed. I'm after all the stick you gave me over the old ones.
He's winding you up.
Sorry, Dad.
So, how have things been here?
We've been working overtime on the veg. I cut another couple of rows of Savoys yesterday.
And the dairy?
Oh, Clary and Colin will be glad you're back. There's been a big order for chocolate ice cream, but they're dealing with it.
Good. And are you okay?
Fine.
Did you see Helen over the weekend?
Yeah, me and Kirsty called in on her.
How is she?
She seemed okay.
Oh, that's good.
And she's in the shop today.
Mm. I'll call in on her before they close. I'd like to know if she's decided what to do for Christmas.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas. Bye. Oh, Will.
Hi, Helen.
We don't often see you in here. Come to pick Emma up.
No, she's still on her moped.
Oh, rather her than me in this weather.
You're frightening her.
Is everything all right, Will?
Yeah, is Kirsty in?
Oh, no, it's her day off today.
Oh.
Anything I can help with?
I was hoping you'd say that. I'm just a bit stuck on what presents to buy in for Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
She's been a bit moody recently, so I don't want to get the wrong thing.
Right. Well, have you got any ideas? How much do you want to spend, for instance?
Well, that's part of it. I've seen this really nice jumper.
It's a good start.
Well, the problem is, with her being pregnant, if I get her something that won't fit properly, she'll feel really awkward.
Mm. Well, she's pretty trendy, isn't she?
Yeah, and if I buy her something maternity, she might think she won't get much wear out of it. Well, then she'll complain it's a waste of money.
Mm. You're caught between a rock and a hard place, really, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know what to choose.
I don't really know what to suggest either.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll have to decide and risk it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, will you be seeing Tom later?
Yeah, I might. I was thinking of calling in at Bridge Farm to see Mum and Dad. Why?
Oh, just that if you do, I need to pass on a message about training from Sid.
Sid?
Oh, he's really doing a job on us. Thinks we're Man U or something, and he's training us up for Europe.
Oh, is this your five-a-side match?
Yeah, it's only against the lads from the Leisure Centre.
Sid's your coach, is he?
Oh, he's so keen. He's even rigged up his weights in one of the bull outhouses. Wants us to eat rice and pasta for five-a-side. I mean, can you believe it?
Really?
Oh, if he goes on like this, we're going to have to go to the cricket committee and beg him to take him back.
Hello.
Oh, Mum, what a nice surprise.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Oh, hi, Will. Oh. How's Emma?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You look well. Did you have a good time?
We had a fantastic time, thanks. What a beautiful city Florence is. Brought you a little present back.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
There are some amazing little silversmiths on the Ponte Vecchio.
There you go, Will. Solution to your problem.
What problem?
Oh, Emma's Christmas present.
Well, there used to be a silversmith on Friargate.
Oh, great. Yeah, you can't go wrong with jewellery, can you? Look, I'll see you later, OK?
OK, bye.
I will. Whew. Borges is certainly busy.
I know. I couldn't find anywhere to park on the road this morning.
Suddenly Christmas is almost here.
Yeah.
Tom said the shop's been busy.
Yeah, better than last Christmas so far. Takings are higher than for the same week last year.
Don't suppose you've had much time to think about plans and so on?
Plans?
Well, Dad and I were just wondering, have you decided what you'd like to do over Christmas?
Oh, that packing shed's freezing. At least it's dry in there, I suppose.
Did you get the spuds for the shop finished?
Yeah, all sorted and bagged.
Oh, you've done a really good job, Tom, keeping things going at this time of the year. Your mum and I are very grateful.
As long as you had a good time. There is one thing, though.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't had any replies to my ad in the Echo.
What, for either vacancy?
Nope. The butcher I can wait on, but I wanted to get a pigman started by next week.
You're going to rerun the ad this week?
I'll have to. All right. Hiya. I thought I might find you here.
Hiya. Will, tell me what you think of these.
What?
Just a second. Right. There.
Well, they're just glasses without any lenses.
Oh.
You were supposed to admire the frames, their designer.
Oh, sorry.
Pat got them for me in Italy.
Hi, Dad.
Ah, hello, love.
Hello again.
Hey, love the designer specs, Dad. Very groovy.
Yes, result. Someone noticed.
Oh, Tony, you'll have them broken before you get the lenses fitted. Better give them to me before something happens to them.
All right.
Oh, did you get Miss Presents sorted out, Will?
Yeah, I hope so.
Ready for Christmas, then?
Mm. Oh, how's Christmas Carol going? Anyone know?
Oh, haven't you seen Mum yet?
Yeah, but she didn't mention it.
Oh, I'm surprised. That Owen bloke really creeped them out last week.
Owen did?
Susan thinks he's a bit weird. Had a row with Christopher. We got all knotted up about what Linda says.
Ah, yeah, but, well, you know what Linda Snell's like.
Anyway, come on, Will. You can come back to the packing shed with me. We'd better talk tactics before Sid gives us a third degree tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, he's taking us on a 5-mile run.
In his infinite wisdom. And you think Linda Snell's obsessed. Right. See you, lads.
See you later.
Bye. 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 So, did you enjoy Florence, Dad?
We certainly did, didn't we, Pat? Oh. On Sunday, I took your mum to the Uffizi.
Yeah, it's a place I've wanted to visit for years. I bought a guidebook. I'll show you later.
Actually, I'm going to have to go soon, Mum. I'm really tired. I don't want to leave it too late to drive back to the clinic.
Oh, yeah, of course, love.
Hang on.
Yeah?
Your mum and I, well, we were wondering...
Oh, put him out of his misery, Helen.
Oh, OK. Was it about Christmas, Dad?
Have you made any plans?
Yeah. I thought I'd come home on Christmas Eve, if that's okay.
Okay? Oh, that's great news.
And then stay until the day after Boxing Day.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, I'm really pleased, love.
Well, look, we can discuss the details later. I'll get off now, if you don't mind.
I'll see you later in the week.
I might come into work on Friday and Saturday to help out. That's okay?
Oh,
okay. Bye.
Don't do too much too soon.
Tony.
Well, I'm just concerned that she doesn't tire herself out, that's all.
And I'm worried about Christmas.
Oh, why? I thought that's what we were hoping for. That she'd want to spend it with us.
It is, of course it is. How's she going to cope? I mean, this time of year, it's all eating and drinking, isn't it?
I'm surprised he hasn't made us wear rucksacks full of bricks. Like the Marines or somebody. He's probably saving that for tomorrow night.
Yeah, with the 500 press-ups and sit-ups.
Oh, I can't see the point of all this extra training.
I'm not that bothered. As long as it doesn't go on all night, Em's waiting for me.
We're all fit anyway. Even Roy's always out on his mountain bike these days, whenever he has a spare half hour.
Yeah, we've got to do the business. You know what Sid said last week?
It's rubbish. They're no better than we are.
Oh, yeah. We've got to give them a good game.
We will.
Don't want to look like a bunch of no marks. We'll have supporters watching.
Emma and Kirsty, you mean?
Oh, and the rest. My brother and his girlfriend.
Oh, stop worrying. I've seen them play, remember? We can beat them, trust me. We stand a good chance.
And this is one Tony took from the Piazzale Michelangelo.
Oh, what a wonderful view.
And just taste this strawberry liqueur I brought back, Cathy.
Strawberry liqueur? Very exotic.
Yeah, we bought it for Christmas, but I can't resist opening it.
Well, just a drop then. I'm driving.
I wonder if you can mix it with sparkling wine, you know, like cassis.
You'll have to experiment. All right, let's try it. It's gorgeous.
So, a good time was had by all.
Oh, yes.
You must go yourself at some point.
I'm sure I will, at some point.
Have you heard from Genton?
Hardly at all.
Oh, Cathy.
Let's not talk about him.
No, all right, then. What's the latest?
Well, I'm taking Jamie and Daniel to the Panto tomorrow.
Oh, lovely.
Oh. And tomorrow lunchtime should be good.
Oh, wow, what's happening?
It's the school Christmas dinner. Finally, we get to see if the idea works in practice.
Oh, good luck. I'm sure you won't need it, though. Have you invited the press?
Yeah, well, it just depends on what else is happening tomorrow as to whether they turn up or not.
Oh, right.
But I've invited Owen. I'm looking forward to hearing his professional opinion.
It's a pity Ian couldn't have been there.
Well, really, it's just another excuse to get Owen out and about, you know, get him to socialise a bit.
Cathy, I know you mean well, but is it wise?
Is what wise?
You know, seeing so much of Owen?
Oh, not you as well, Pat. Honestly, I'm fed up with all this silly village gossip. Mm.
Sorry.
I am just trying to make friends with him and get other people to do the same.
I really didn't mean to upset you.
It makes me so angry. And Owen's aware of it too. People talking behind his back. He's shy to start with. He's going to feel even more self-conscious.
Well, I'm sure it's doing him a power of good being in the play.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about confidence building.
You don't want to give him the wrong idea, that's all.
I'm fine. I know exactly what I'm doing. Sorry to snap.
Oh, let's forget it. I'll put the kettle on.
It's turkey time and Clary's fed up.
Edward, I was listening to that.
It's better.
I mean, if you want to end up with porridge for brains, then change it back.
Oh, you should see the video. They wear these freaky leather face masks.
Yeah, well, I've been plucking turkeys all day with that on the road, yeah. Oh, is that heater on?
Yeah.
Turn it up a bit.
No, I can't, it's on full.
Is it? Oh, my fingers is numb. It's only 10 o'clock.
Yeah, mine too.
How much good that heater.
Well, you were the one who wanted Dad to get one of these convector heaters.
After us nearly getting roasted ourselves last year, I think so.
No, we can warm up at home at dinner time.
Yeah, I've got a nice pan of potato hash to heat up. That'll do the trick.
Well, can you save some of that for Beth for tonight?
Yeah, of course.
But she's never had that before.
Oh, there's another one, Dad. Just singe it for me, will you? Oh.
And we got a load more orders for Dad last night.
Good lad.
Yeah, we sold a shed load of that holly and mistletoe too. Yeah, you should just hear Beth chatting them up.
She's a charmer, isn't she?
Yeah. Now, we had a right laugh last night. One of the houses we tried was only Circle Cottage, but Jazza wouldn't get out of the car.
Why, ever not?
Well, it turns out he's seen Lillian going in and out of there. He was scared she'd grab the mistletoe and be after him for a Christmas gift.
Yeah, she might and all.
There was no one in anyway. Or at night, girl, fine.
Oh, no, well, her and Matt Crawford's gone on holiday. Back at the weekend, I think, Linda said. They've been keeping out the way till the builders are finished.
Well, I'll have to call again then. Oh, I can't listen to this anymore, Mum.
She's been doing her nutters, Linda. There's hardly been a run through yet, and everybody's managed to turn up, and we're nearly on.
How's it all going?
Oh, me and Susan always has a laugh, but that Owen bloke me put a bit of a damper on it.
I'm starving.
There's some chocolate in my bag. Go and get the thermos off your dad in the barn and we'll have a bit of a break.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, Mum. Stewing steak. No. Right, this one's just under 2 kilos. Call it 1 9/30 grams.
1 9 3 4. There you go.
Right. I printed out all the orders this morning when you're dropping the kids off for school. We should be able to get rid of most of this.
I know. I had a quick glance yesterday myself. We've done all right.
Thought I'd start delivering some of them tonight.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I forgot to tell you, you're on taxi duty.
Oh, no.
It's put sleep over at Zena's.
Oh, I'd forgotten. And that means a drink with her mum. That woman could bore for Britain. Well, fair enough. I could get a few deliveries in afterwards. If I get out the door in time, might even get back to the bull for last orders.
Every cloud has a silver lining. Oh, I forgot to put that top she wanted to wear in the wash.
Oh, every silver lining has a cloud then. Looking forward to the school Christmas dinner?
I am. I hope it's a success for Kathy. She's worked so hard.
Yeah, mind you. It's not the poshest eatery that we've ever spent our wedding anniversary in, is it?
Hello?
Tom Archer, is that you?
Who's this?
It's Linda Snell. Tom?
Yeah?
I have pigs in my polyanthus.
I'm not really sure what to say to that, Linda.
Your pigs? A whole horde of them.
They can't be mine. How did they get all the way over there?
don't know, but they're here. So you'd better come over to Ambridge Hall and get rid of the horrible things before I send you the bill.
What do you think of the chances tomorrow night, then?
Well, against the lads from the Leisure Centre. Not a lot, they're a right bunch of chavs. The bull lot will get a right hammering. Yeah, pass us one of them birds.
Oh, hello, Jazzer. Oh, I think it's warmer outside than in this shed.
Hiya, Clary.
Here you go, Mum.
Come to give us a hand with the turkeys, have you?
I could, I suppose.
Oh. Joking.
Well, nothing better to do.
Edward, have you changed this radio station again?
Well, you know what Radio 2 on, do you, Jazzer?
Can any of you give me a hand?
What's happened?
Some of the gilts have got out from Willow Farm. Oh, all the way over to Linda Snell's. In her daffodils or something.
Oh, she'll be in a bad mood for tonight's rehearsal.
Did you ask for her?
He said they're a bit behind. He thought maybe you and Jazza might give me a hand.
Yeah, go on. I can manage her till you get back. If Jazza helps out afterwards.
Yep, okay.
Come on then. Let's do it.
There. They had a wonderful time in Florence. And Tony said he likes the way it's such a compact city, you know. You can walk it quite easily. The historical part, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I'd heard that.
And they discovered a beautiful little church off the beaten track.
Well, it sounds very romantic.
Mm, I'd love to go sometime.
Well, perhaps, you know, I mean...
Hello.
Hi, Cathy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Owen. You don't mind if we join you?
Yeah, well, we've already started.
Yeah, please do.
But we're on to our second course.
That's all right. You two carry on. We'll catch up.
How was Pip's concert the other evening, Ruth?
It was lovely. Well, the band was a bit rough and ready, but the choir sounded great.
They did really well.
Oh, good. Your beef's lovely, isn't it, Owen?
Yeah, very nice.
I thought Owen could give his professional opinion.
Yeah, we'd be interested to hear it, wouldn't we, Ruth?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, service is a bit slow in this restaurant.
You're supposed to go to the serving hatch.
He's only kidding. It's our wedding anniversary today, you see.
Congratulations.
And as if a dozen red roses weren't enough, he even takes me out for lunch.
Whoa. Well, that's what marriage does to you. I steer clear of it, mate. Here we are on our anniversary in a school hall, eating our own meat.
Shoo! Shoo! Get off! Get off, you vandal!
Don't worry, Mrs. Snell. Oh. Just think of us as the fifth emergency service. Come on, Jazza.
Doing my best. Dodging around me.
That's what the board's for, Jazza. You spooned.
Hold it against her head. Then she won't get distracted. Ed, can you reverse the trailer up to the garage, please?
No problem. Give us your keys.
Come, Archer. Your kids have turned my boarders into a mud bath.
It's not that bad. Come on, Porky. Come on, this way.
If he stops, just tap his backside with the stick. I'm really sorry about this, Mrs.
Yes, Snell. I should think so.
I'll fix the fence, make sure it doesn't happen again.
Hey, we saw you had a bit of trouble.
As you see, David.
You had a good go at your
ball. Oh, hello,
really. You need a hand, Tom?
We've more or less got it sorted, thanks. We've herded them into the garage.
Could someone give me a hand here?
Left a bit.
Left.
Amazing, isn't it? Four gilts can do that. Keep coming, Ed, keep coming.
Unlucky for some, eh?
Yes. I expect Tom and Jazza will come back later and tidy the boarders up.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
I'll give you a hand to drive them into the trailer.
Cheers. That's it, Ed. Keep coming.
Is everything okay? Can we help?
Well, look, I think I'll set off back home, Cathy.
They're managing, thanks.
No, stay for a minute, just to say hello.
Look, I won't if you don't mind. I don't want to get in the way.
They won't bite.
I need to look over my lines again before the rehearsal tonight.
Oh, I hope the panto works out all right.
Yeah, well, why shouldn't it?
I just mean I hope Jamie enjoys it.
Yeah, of course he will. So I'll miss you, though, at the rehearsal.
Oh, thanks. I better apologise again to Linda in case she's forgotten.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Lord. I'll have to stay now. She's brought out some of her mulled wine.
Well, that was a good afternoon's work.
Yeah. I appreciate it, mate.
Anytime. We'll call it a tenner, shall we?
Call what a tenner?
That's a couple of hours' work, minimum wage.
I'll buy you a pint tomorrow night when I see you in the bull.
You'll be lucky if you can still walk tomorrow night.
Hey, we're all match fit. Don't you worry.
I'll bury you lot.
No chance. We'll wipe the floor with them.
The tenner says you won't.
All right, you're on.
We'll call it deferred payment then, for this afternoon.
Call it what you like. It'll still be in my pocket.
We'll see.
I'll tell you something, though. I like the way you handled those pigs.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you've got a feeling for it.
No, you're right. I've got a way with animals. My mum always said that.
I'm looking for a pig man, as it happens.
Oh, no.
Would you be interested?
Me? Sloshing about in mud and pig muck all winter. Dream on, pal.
Just temporary, then, till I find somebody else. Have a think about it.
Yeah, okay.
Neil will be relieved. He's up to his eyes in it.
Would this be cash in hand?
Definitely.
Yeah, could be interested.
Great. Start on Monday.
We'd better get going, I think, David.
Yeah, thanks for the wine.
Oh, but you've hardly touched it.
Well, you know, don't want to be drunk in charge of a tractor.
Well, give it here, I'll finish it. I'll only be drunk in charge of a turkey.
Well, let Ruth finish hers, at least.
I really must be going too, Linda. I'm getting a bit cold and I've got lots to do.
Yes, well, enjoy the pantomime tonight.
Thanks.
And remember, I shall want to see double the effort at tomorrow's rehearsal, Cathy.
Of course.
Right. I'd better get back to the turkey shed. I've left Mum on her own and we're plucking the Christmas turkeys.
Thank you for your help, Ed.
Well, I'll buy some mistletoe tonight and we'll call it straight. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Ed.
Hi. I really ought to go too.
Yeah, I'll walk you over the road.
Erwin, just before you go, I have something I really must discuss with you in advance of tonight's rehearsal.
Hello?
It won't take a moment.
Well, I'd rather discuss it tonight.
The voice, Owen, one of the actor's principal tools?
Absolutely.
Well, I need to hear you use it.
Yeah, I do.
I have mentioned this before.
Since when? I've raised my voice.
Yes, but not enough. You need to be much, much louder.
Look, I can't bellow, Linda.
I really must go.
Yeah, us too.
No, just a minute, Cathy.
I'm not asking you to bellow, Owen, but the voice must come from the diaphragm.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing.
But you still can't be heard at the back of the hall.
Well, you can hear me well enough, can't you, Cathy? Come on, Cathy. You don't think there's a problem, do you?
Cathy's on stage with you.
Ruth?
Me?
Well, I mean, it is a bit of a barn of a place, isn't it? You know, the high ceiling.
Be that as it may, we must work with what we have.
Well, look, I can't shout any louder. I don't want to be hoarse by the first night.
But of course not. I'm talking about projection, Owen, not shouting.
Right. Well, I'll do my best. I'm sorry if I'm not quite up to standard yet. I'll see you all at rehearsals tonight. Goodbye.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you can't take notes...
Owen!
Oh, dear.
I must go, Linda. Get Jamie's tea ready before we go to the panto.
See you, Cathy.
Yes, bye, Cathy.
Bye. And I'll have to be picking the children up soon from the school bus.
Here, I'll give you a hand with the glasses.
No need, they'll all fit onto the tray.
Sure?
Yes. Thank you for your help with the pigs, David.
Oh, no problem.
See you tonight at the village hall, Linda.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Phew.
Rehearsals for the Christmas play take a shocking and traumatic turn.
So, while our director is busy, I can help you with his fezziwig dance all weekend.
Well, I'd rather not, Jeff.
Yeah, well, come on. Just grab my right hand with yours, eh? No, you'll have to hold on tighter than that. We have to twirl round.
Right.
Well, you'd want to twirl round with a beautiful woman, wouldn't you? Just pretend I'm Peter Edwards.
Sorry I'm late, Linda. Sorry, everyone.
Oh, Cathy.
Hurry up and take your clothes off, Cathy. We've a lot of ground to cover tonight.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a sec.
Meanwhile, I'll borrow you, if I may, Joan. Your dressing gown has arrived.
Oh!
Come along.
Yeah, well, I hope it's not further than that last one. I don't want to look like Albert stepped off on that stage, you
know. Can I, get you a tea or a coffee?
Oh, Owen, it's been a rotten day.
Yeah, it's one of those gloomy days when it never seems to become properly light.
Yeah, and Jamie's been complaining about a tummy ache since he came home from school.
Oh, but nothing serious.
I hope not. Staying overnight with Sid.
Oh. Well, children are tough. He'll get over it.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Put it to the back of your mind, eh?
Oh, it's not just Jamie. Can you believe Kenton sent him an email?
What?
There was a photo attached of him, Mary and Mel, and the glorious New Zealand sunshine, all very jolly and cosy.
He doesn't deserve you.
Oh, he's got a nerve. Communicating with my son when he doesn't give a damn what we do at Christmas.
I agree.
Oh, he'll be swanning about on a
quiet, everyone, please. Quiet.
Christmas dinner.
Thank you. Begin us for scene three, please.
With somebody much younger and prettier.
Cathy, that means you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Linda.
We'll talk later, eh?
Thanks.
Hiya, Will.
All right. Got your message.
Yeah, they double-booked the pitch, so we've got it for 7:45. Stick your kit in the back and we'll go in mine.
Fair enough.
Right. Tactics. We have to keep it tight at the back. When everyone pushes forward, we have to make sure Sam stays back.
Then when they push up, we catch them on the break.
Exactly. Christopher just needs to keep his passes low.
Come on, then. We better get going.
I've watched the opposition play, remember? That 10 quid of mine's safe.
Strange to have forgotten it for so many years.
Let us.
Yes, thank you, Joe. I'll do the prompting.
Forgotten it for so many years. Let us go.
On. Go on.
Let us go on.
It was close enough.
Close enough is not good enough. Right, again, please. From Scrooge, I was bred in this place.
Good heavens. I was bred in this place. I was a boy here.
And what is that upon your cheek?
Your lip.
What?
Your lip is trembling. It comes first.
Oh, yeah.
Give her the cue again, please, Joe. Yeah.
I was a boy here.
Your lip is...
Your lip is trembling. Oh, come on, Cathy Burks. You don't want Cecil B. to smell over there thinking you don't know it, do you?
No.
What was that?
I just prompted.
I said I'll prompt. Now, please, get on with it.
Your lip is...
trembling.
Joe, stop. Stop. This is a farce.
No, it ain't. Farce is where the vicar loses his trousers.
Cathy, what is the matter with you?
I just don't seem able to concentrate tonight.
I was well impressed with the way he handled the pigs.
Jazzer?
Surprised me too. So, I've offered him the job.
Jazzer? Is it Jack McCreary?
Yeah, he starts on Monday.
Right, let's stretch the other leg. You were joking me, right?
I know. That was Dad's reaction too.
Let me get this right. You're going to be relying on Jazzer McCreary to look after animals.
He seems to be a natural.
He's a natural at all kinds of things. Drinking, staying in bed all morning.
Yeah. You'll see. He's just what I need.
You're livelihood, mate. I just hope you're right.
Look at that lot. They're twice the size of Will and the rest.
Yeah. But don't you need to be skinny and quick to play soccer?
Not if you just want to pancake your opposition on the way to the net.
Oh, it's a pity Emma didn't want to come.
We could have been cheerleaders. You in a little white skirt.
Keep your mind on the game, mister.
Has anybody got a coin?
Did Will say Emma's invited her mom and dad for Christmas Day?
Yeah. I'm buying Will a pipe and a pair of tartan slippers for his present. Hang about, they're kicking off. Come on, Ambridge, let's see what you've got!
No! Stop! Cathy, you sound much too sad.
But Scrooge's sister is dead.
The spirits are detached observers of what is passing before them and of Scrooge's reaction to it.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you again. Joe, give her the cue, please.
My dear fan.
Always a delicate creature whom a...
No! Detached! Imagine you're giving Scrooge a weather report again, Joe.
My dear fan.
Always a dear creature...
Delicate!
Sorry, always a delicate creature whom... A delicate creature...
Whom a breath might have withered, for heaven's sake, Cathy. Oh, never.
I'm so sorry.
All right, enough for tonight.
Sorry, Joe.
Not very professional.
Right, everyone, that's it for tonight. We'll just have to start with this scene tomorrow, which will send my schedule completely out, but so be it. 7:30 tomorrow. Thank you, everyone.
We're supposed to be putting this show on in just over a week. You'd better buck your ideas up, Cathy Perks, or you'll be showing us all up. Right on.
Are you all right, Cathy?
Cathy, this is absolutely ridiculous.
I just couldn't think straight.
Well, you'd better start. You should have been off book weeks ago. This evening has been a complete waste of everyone's time. It simply isn't good enough. And if we weren't so close to first night, I might even be tempted to replace you in the cast.
You've dropped your scarf.
Oh, thank you. Well, I shall see you both tomorrow evening. Perhaps after a night's sleep, your concentration and memory will have improved. Good night.
Good night, Linda.
Bye. Oh, Owen.
Hey, come here. You need a hug.
Oh, she's right. I'm rubbish.
We all have our off days.
I feel so stupid.
No, not
so
at all.
Ugly.
Look, this is all Kenton's fault, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I do.
He's an idiot. He doesn't deserve you. I've told you before. How could he possibly prefer some young bimbo to a woman as beautiful and talented as you?
Oh, if only.
No, I mean it, Kathy. You're wonderful.
I don't feel it.
You know, over these past weeks, I've felt more at home in Ambridge than ever before. That's what being close to you has meant to me.
It's sweet of you to say so, but...
It's okay, Kathy. There's no one else here now. You don't have to pretend anymore.
What do you mean, pretend? Kathy. That's just silly. We're friends. There's nothing more between us.
No, you know that's not true. We have a bond.
No, you're wrong. Please, stop it. Leave me alone. But I'm very sorry if I've given you the wrong impression, Owen. I really didn't mean to. Now, if you could just pass me my coat. I'm going home now, and I'll see you tomorrow at work.
Oh, no.
What?
I am very disappointed
please,
in you, Kathy. I really thought you were different. Special. But you're not, are you? You're just like all the others.
Please, Owen. I've said I'm sorry. Just let me go.
Now, you've chosen the wrong man if you think you can just pick me up and drop me again.
Please.
Don't worry, Kathy. Hey. It's all right. You won't get hurt. Not if you're quiet.
Go, Ambridge! Go, Ambridge!
Make me! Oh,
another one bites the dust.
Can't be right.
Nope. Slick passing and goal-scoring magic was sadly lacking as the Ambridge team were beaten by the brutish power of the opposition.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah, they'll be back to the Bulldog a shot to lick their wounds.
You all right, Will? Pass it, lads.
Oh, I can't believe it. They slaughtered us. What was the final score?
Oh, I gave up keeping count.
I thought you said we'd be in with a chance. Honestly, they didn't play like this against the lads from Perivale.
Yeah, because they knew you were watching.
What happened? You should have got stuck in.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the advice, Sven.
The only one who got any real exercise was your keeper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, shut it.
I didn't bring my kit.
You all right, Kathy? Let me help you on with the coat. Here.
Yes.
There. And your gloves? Now, it's late. I'll walk you home when you're ready.
No, I'll be all right.
I wouldn't dream of letting you walk home all that way on your own.
No, I'll be all right.
It's no trouble. I like to think of myself as a gentleman.
So, how's the show going, Joe?
Hello, Odin. It's come to a grinding halt because Kathy Perks to know her lines.
Shame on her.
We always get these itches. Amateur dramatics never does run smooth.
I suppose not.
I remember one year.
Here we go. Point of show is for you, Grandad. And Beth.
Here, cheers, Joe. To a successful show.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here they come. Who are you?
Yeah. They decided to play dirty from the off.
Yeah, keeper was a right bruiser. Pitt, his name was.
We'll be back now we know their game.
You need some proper players to test your mettle.
Like who? Well, I don't know any. You, Tom?
Well, there's Ed here.
I ain't got time for football.
Pity. I'd love to see you play.
It wouldn't last 5 minutes.
No, I wouldn't want to show you up.
I bet you couldn't even string two passes together, Will.
Come on, Ed. You could put a team together to beat these boys.
All right. Yeah, you're on.
Well, here we are. Now, don't let what happened tonight bother you, Kathy. You'll get those lines eventually. It's just a case of being relaxed about it. I'm sure Joe regrets what he said, and... Hey, who cares what Linda Snell thinks? That woman's a control freak. Look, I'll see you tomorrow at work, eh? Night, Kathy.
Thank you.
Christmas preparations continue apace.
Which one?
Morning, Nigel.
Oh, David, hello.
I just dropped off your Christmas beef order with Elizabeth. She said you're in the office.
Yes.
Thought I'd call in to say hello on my way out.
Blasted fairy lights.
Oh, tell me about it. They never work when you get them out of the attic, do they?
They're driving me mad.
And I bet they work fine when you pack them away.
I'm going to have to take out each individual bulb and test it.
No. Just chuck it away and get a new set. Save yourself a headache.
Oh, I couldn't do that. We've had these since I was little.
But, Nigel, these days, if a bulb blows on a set of fairy lights, it's just that particular one that goes up, so you can see it instantly and replace it.
But Lily and Freddie love these, and I don't like modern ones.
Well, fair enough.
I got Titcomb to get some replacement bulbs.
You're in a hiding to nothing, mate.
And a couple of these little gadgets.
What's that? Looks like a pencil sharpener.
Ah. It's got a battery inside. Look.
Yeah.
All you need to do is take out the bulbs one by one, rest them on these contacts, see? And if they light up, you plug them back in and try the next one, and so on.
What a hassle. Buy a new set.
I'm not going to let it beat me.
Hello. Oh, hi, David.
Hello.
Sheila, come in. The compliments of the season.
Oh, one to you.
Nigel's joined battle with his fairy lights.
Oh, throw them away. Get a new set.
Oh, see?
I'll persevere. So how's life, Sheila?
Oh, fine. I just popped in with your presents, so you can hide the children's before they break up from school.
And did Lizzie give you yours?
She did, thank you. What's that?
That's a bulb tester, look. Oh, there you go. There's one that doesn't work, Nigel.
Oh, thanks.
Then I'm off into Borchester.
That's brave of you. Titcomb says it's packed out.
I've just got one or two more presents to get, and a card for Debbie's birthday next Friday.
Hey, here's another duff bulb.
And it's our wedding anniversary next Friday, too.
Yes, of course it is.
Ah, I'm afraid you won't be able to book the place where I wined and dined Ruth for ours.
Oh, why?
It was Loxley Barrett Primary School.
Yes, Alistair said you were both there. I wish I could have made it myself.
It was very good, actually. Service wasn't up to much, but the food was excellent.
So I heard Lily had seconds.
And that was Ruth's anniversary meal?
No, of course not. I'm taking it to the tapas bar on Abbey Street, opposite the Theatre Royal.
Very trendy.
Oh, Alistair and I were going to go out for a meal with Caroline and Oliver. You must tell me what you think of it.
Oh, well, how's their foster child?
Oh, have they got another one?
Only for a couple of weeks.
Kimberly, isn't it?
Yeah, she's smashing. Okay. On our first day, she found an old pair of boots of Caroline's and set about helping Oliver and Ed feed the cattle.
Gosh. Oh,
she wanted to come over and help Alistair. She wants to be a vet, Caroline said. Hey, we missed you on Monday, Nigel.
I couldn't get the time off.
The bruise is cleared up, sis.
Did you come off your horse?
Yeah, but there was no harm done. I was having a good day until then.
Good.
David, what are you doing about Kenton's present?
Oh, I haven't a clue. Hey, there you go. There's another duff one. No wonder these lights didn't work.
Well done. You're doing a great job.
Anyway, why Kenton?
Because he's decided, in his infinite wisdom, to stay in New Zealand for Christmas.
And?
And we're way past the date for posting parcels.
Well, it serves him right. If it's perishables, Ruth and I will come over and help you eat them.
No, I'm sorry, Linda. I haven't seen her yet this morning.
Oh, dear. I tried to phone her first thing, but there was no one in. I assumed she'd left for work.
Well, I expect she's come in, otherwise Elizabeth would have arranged cover.
I really must apologise to her for last night.
Oh, well, I think everyone's under strain. It's a lot of extra work at this time of year, you know, when everyone's so busy.
Yes, I do understand, darling, but, well, it is voluntary after all. It's a hobby, an interest. It's good to get out in the evening, especially in the winter.
Oh, I agree. Do you know, in fact, I was saying as much to Cathy last night, that I'd felt more a part of village life than ever I did in the past.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Oh.
Oh, here she is. Cathy, you've got a visitor.
I didn't think you were in today. Oh, hello, Linda.
My dear, are you all right? You look quite peaky.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, how's Jamie?
He's fine.
Oh, good.
Has he been ill?
Oh, just a bit of tummy ache.
Children eat too many sweets these days.
Not my
son. No? Right. The phyllo pastry for the mincemeat parcels is ready, and I'm doing the individual lasagna pots for lunch.
Yes.
If you'll, excuse me, ladies, I need to go out to the storeroom for potatoes. Bye, Linda. I'll see you tonight.
Yes, you carry on. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I'm fine.
Get your chair.
Thank you.
You look dreadful. Where are the glasses kept?
The top cupboard in the corner.
Right. Perhaps you caught Janie's tummy bug.
No, I don't think so.
Susan was saying there's flu going round.
Yeah. I'll be all right.
Here you are. Here.
Oh, thank you. It's nothing, really.
You've been overdoing it. Oh, dear, I feel even worse about last night.
Last night?
Well, I'm afraid I get far too stressed at this stage in the rehearsal process. I'm so focused, you see, driving everyone on. I'm very sorry I gave you such a dressing down, Kathy. Robert told me off, actually, in the car going home. Said I was like a steamroller. Although I think he meant a steamship, you know, set on a course, full steam ahead.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it's very nice of you to say so, Kathy.
No, honestly. But I have been thinking about things.
Oh, dear. Please don't say what I think you're about to.
It's got nothing to do with what you said last night, Linda.
Oh, no.
Or the way you said it. It's me. You're right. I shouldn't be in the play. I just let everyone down.
No, you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. Look, I could spare a couple of hours one evening next week. I'll pop over and go over your lines with you.
No, thank you. It's very nice of you.
Please reconsider,
Kathy. No, I won't, if you don't mind. I'm sure you could play the part yourself, Linda. You know the lines.
But, Kathy...
No, I've thought about it and made my decision. I'm sorry.
You're on a losing wicket with this one, Nigel.
I'm determined to repair them. But they're the jewel in the crown of my Christmas decorations.
Well, you could try on the internet, I suppose, though you might not get them sent out by Christmas.
Excuse me.
Owen, what can I do for you?
I had 6 dozen punch glasses in the storeroom, and now there appears to be less than 5.
Ah. Oh, the caterers used them for the birthday bash on Saturday night. Some of them must have got broken.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble with outside caterers. I wish I'd been told. I'll put a hot punch on the menu for this week.
Oh, hello, Kathy.
You're busy.
No, do you come in?
No, I'll come back later.
No, it's okay, Kathy. I've finished my business. Oh. Hey, are you coming straight back to the cafe? I'd like you to tell me what you think of the mincemeat parcels. And I'll order some replacement punch glasses.
Consider yourself ticked off, Nigel?
Yes. I'm sure he thinks you just can't get the employers nowadays. Now, Kathy.
Nigel, I need to ask you a favour.
Oh, good grief, look at the time. I'd better get on with my deliveries.
Thanks for your help with the fairy lights.
No, don't mention it. Say bye to Elizabeth for me.
Okay.
See you, Kathy.
Yeah, Nigel,
Yes, Kathy.
I've got an awful migraine coming on.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'm going to have to go home. I don't like to let you down.
Don't be silly. Of course you must go home. Owen will cope.
Yes. Thanks.
Yes, then, Sylvester, if you could please, Ronnie. He threw a shoe this morning, Leanne said.
Morning, Shula.
Oh, hello, Linda. Crisp morning, isn't it?
Yes. Shula, could I have a word?
Yeah, sure. Come into the house, I'll make some coffee.
Oh, no, I won't. Thank you, anyway. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, I see.
In fact, I'll be a little bit late, but I wanted to call by. I felt it was important.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Were you over at Lower Loxley earlier this morning?
Yes.
Yes, I thought it was your car I spotted. Did you see Kathy at all while you were there?
No, I wasn't there long. I just called at the house. Is something wrong?
Well, I called in myself at the Orangery Cafe to apologise to Kathy.
Oh, I see.
I was very sharp with her at last night's rehearsal, as you may have noticed.
Well...
And I feel terrible, Shula. Kathy has resigned.
Resigned from the play? No.
She was adamant.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Oh, the rest of us didn't help matters, did we? We all had a bit of a grumble at her. Oh, dear. I feel rather awful now myself.
Oh, no, I'm sure everyone will feel the same, but no one's to blame. Tensions do run high at this stage in the proceedings.
Well, what will you do?
Oh, well, I'll have to play the part, I suppose.
Oh, that's a lot to take on at this stage.
Oh, I'll manage. But, that's not what I called about, actually.
Oh,
dear, how can I put this?
What is it?
Well, I'm not being intrusive or nosy. Please don't think that.
No, of course not.
I mean, your brother and Kathy's affairs are their own business, of course, but when I saw Kathy this morning, she seemed very upset.
Oh, did she?
Yes. Much more than a ticking off from me and resigning from the play would warrant.
She's not ill, is she?
No, I don't think that's it.
Oh, I wonder if I should call over before rehearsals tonight.
I'm not sure there's anything you can do, Shula.
No.
And I wouldn't like her to think that we've been talking about her behind her back.
Oh, yes, that's a point.
I don't want to make things worse for her.
No, you're right.
I just wondered, Well, if you could shed any light.
I can't, I'm afraid.
Perhaps Kenton staying in New Zealand for Christmas has affected her more than she expected.
Oh, God. Who? Yeah, who's there?
It's David. David Archer.
Just a minute.
Kathy.
Hello, David.
I noticed your car as I drove past.
Yeah?
So, I thought I'd call.
What do you want?
Oh dear, it's a bit awkward.
What is it?
Well, I'm out and about making the deliveries of the meat packs.
Meat packs?
You know the packs of Hereford beef for Christmas?
Oh, yes.
And you ordered one?
Yes.
It's just that the implications of what Shula was saying at Lower Loxley this morning have just sunk in.
I'm sorry, I'm not following this at all, David. What is it you want?
Well, she was talking about sending Kenton his Christmas present to New Zealand because he won't be here for Christmas.
No.
So I just wondered what you wanted to do about your beef order, now that Kenton won't be here.
Oh, yes, I see.
Sorry, I'm not handling this very well, am I?
No, I am...
Where's my wife when I need her, eh?
Yes.
You could freeze it.
Yes.
Although, just because Kenton's not here doesn't mean life has to grind to a halt, does it?
No.
I mean, you can't just put your life on pause just because he swans off to the other side of the world. I mean, you might be having other friends over for Christmas. You know, Owen, maybe.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm not implying...
No, it's all right.
For all I know, getting rid of Kenton for Christmas might be a cause for celebration. Who knows? Might be throwing a party.
I haven't given it any thought.
No.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, no problem, sorry. You know where we are?
Yeah.
Bye then.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studio by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.